Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
You can feel it in the air this morning, too. The forecast looks beautiful. We are your quest for the castle station. Does it ever rain in Disney? I don't think it does.
No, it doesn't. And if it does, it is a perfectly magical little shower that only lasts for about 5 minutes in the afternoon per Florida weather regulations.
Are you reading that off a script? It was perfect.
Oh, thank you. No, I did not.
Tom and Laura in the morning. I'm going to play a viral comedy piece right now, and I have a feeling we're going to argue about it.
Okay.
But because you know how I
You didn't play this one for me in the pre-show meeting.
Right. That's why I surprised if we... You know how I hate buzzwords, and I hate things like my number one hated word is awesome. When people say awesome, sometimes I actually call them on it. I go, are you really in awe? And they look at me and they're like, what does that mean?
Tubular.
Well, yeah, tubular goes back even farther. But I'm an old guy who says cool a lot. Yeah, I'm cool. People probably look at me like, well, put a sweater on.
Can you dig it?
Yeah, I knew you could. But there are a lot of phrases right now that kind of make you go, huh?
Change and innovation.
Innovation happening.
Innovation lab.
Being disruptive.
Being disruptive.
Very, very disruptive.
I think what's so disruptive?
We work in an open pit, which allows for a lot of collaboration.
Open pit?
Open office space. Very open.
Yeah.
Very open.
Foster collaboration.
Ping pong is one of the funnest parts of my day.
Our cake is.
Galaga, Frogger, Tetris, Minecraft.
We also have a full bar.
We serve beer on tap.
Beer on tap. We also have coffee.
The coffee situation is
premium coffee.
Helping people come together.
Create together.
Yeah, so everything's together now and everything's... another word, transparent. I can't stand that one. It's like...
You know what else right now? Everyone is concerned about the optics.
That's what... That was my next one on the list. And this third one I'm worried about because you say it a lot and I have no idea what the hell it means.
Do I say?
Yeah,
I
no.
I don't say optics.
Or no, yeah. What the heck does that stuff mean? I don't know.
What are you talking about? That's central Penn. That's like the Pennsylvanian in me coming out.
No, it's not. Don't pin central Pennsylvania on this.
What are you talking about? No, okay.
See, you just said it. You said no.
I really did.
So I don't know which one means. Like, if I tell you something and you go, no, yeah, does that mean you disagree with me?
Yeah.
Or yeah, you know me?
Okay,
no,
so,
yeah.
So the yeah, no means no. And
what?
The no, yeah means yeah. But then there's the yeah, no, for sure. And that means definitely. Yeah, no, for sure.
For sure what? Yeah or no?
No, it means definitely.
Oh, man.
Tom, that is a thing. I feel like
I
that's a Pennsylvania thing.
But I don't know how to use it. I don't use optics and I don't use transparent because I just don't like those words. But when in slang, I'll call this slang. Is it slang? When you go, yeah, no, I go,
I think it's a localized colloquialism.
Oh, colloquialism. I like that.
Thank you.
I learned that in Catholic school about 50 years back.
But
what does it mean? I mean...
Again, listen to me. So say you said something.
Okay, it's going to be sunny today, Laura.
No, yeah.
No, it is going to be sunny. Don't tell me no.
Yeah, no, for sure.
It's going to be sunny.
Yeah, no, for sure. I'm telling you it's a thing. Listen one more time. The yeah, no means no.
But then why did you say yeah? Why didn't you just say, okay, no, Tom? Okay, no.
You're just saying the yeah. The yeah, no means no. And then the no, yeah means yeah.
People,
and
you
the
gotta,
yeah, no for sure means definitely.
Peeps, you got to help us out here. The Ford Fun Line is always open, 1-800-326-94KX. And please,
you know what?
Don't say yeah, no when I say hello. Anyway, or no, yeah.
Listen.
What?
I'm putting this on social media now.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, post it up, and maybe people could do some explaining.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Yeah. No. Yeah, no.
Definitely.
For sure.
Your phone.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94.1 WQKX.
Yeah?
Yeah. No.
My retort to that is...
What?
Hell no.
Hell no? You should just say hell no all the time?
Not all the time, but to that particular phrase.
Oh, okay.
Hell
no. You're not a yeah, no yeah person. Okay. All right. So you'd rather just say hell yeah or hell no.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah, now, no.
See, you're doing it again. We got to get Mark Lawrence in here, too.
We should. But this is the thing, I promise you.
Okay. He might... He's the older demographic, though, so he'll... I don't want to say he'll probably agree with me, but he probably will agree with me.
I feel like this spans, though, multiple demographics, multiple generations, if you will. I did not start the yeah, no, for sure.
Oh, I didn't say did, but yeah. I'm saying, like, maybe we could get, like, a kid on the toll-free line here, and he could say, or she could say whether... Mm-hmm. And then middle demographic, I consider you middle demographic.
Okay, sure.
And Mark and I, yeah, well... We're upper demo. So, yeah, no. What do you think?
Yeah, no, for sure.
All right. Ford Fun Line's always open. News is coming up next. Mark has got all the local COVID numbers. Hey, the Phillies are on a roll. Rob, the Sports Center has that. And a sunny day AccuWeather-wise.
Ooh, yeah. Coming up with Steve and Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
The cats are okay or they're not okay. The dog is moping around the house. What is the problem? It might be the pandemic.
Well, they're used to their humans being around. And thankfully, here's the thing. Thankfully, folks are getting vaccinated. Things are slowly opening back up. It is almost, dare I say it, safe to return to some sort of normal.
I hope. That would be nice.
Now, I do on occasion, like yesterday afternoon, I did do some work from home, sat on the computer, did some marketing, blah, 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 stuff. So there was that. And I'm actually more productive when I'm at home because no one can interrupt me other than the animals.
Other than the animals. Mm-hmm. So the animals need to interrupt. So when they can't anymore, they need pet therapy.
My name is Nicole. This is Marty. We live in the West Village. We have been working together on some training techniques for separation anxiety for when I go back to work so that he doesn't feel as anxious, and so neither do I. This is the in-your-bed technique, and this is to help him realize that this is a safe place for him to go when I am away. We work on this several times a day so that he gets used to being in his bed anytime I say in your bed. This is Marty's treat ball that I use every time I try to leave the apartment. I give it to him as a distraction. I stuff a treat in there, and then I ask him to go to his bed. I give it to him in his bed, and then I quickly escape so he doesn't notice that I'm gone.
That's a good idea. I mean, you already have those treat ball things that you put peanut butter in or something, and your dogs are like,
hey. The Kongs.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, stuff them with peanut butter, freeze them for a little bit, couple of treats, they're happy puppies. Now, the thing is, MacGyver, I feel like he's a homebody, though, although I really do want to bring him. I want to bring him here.
I want
so
MacGyver
bad.
In this studio so bad.
So bad.
Because he would eat anyone who I told him to.
Oh, man.
Murphy's just a friendly guy.
He is. Murph is a good boy. And not that MacGyver isn't a good boy.
Right.
But
he's just more intimidating.
He makes some people nervous because he's huge. He's gigantic.
Just a big old meathead. Now, this lady's talking about the in-your-bed technique. You know, somebody could try that on me because I'll take a nap any time of the day, any time of the night. Somebody, oh, Tom, you look a little stressed. Why don't you take a nap? I'd be like, okay. And down I go. So do our pets actually need therapy after we go back to work, I guess?
I think poor Seymour the cat, the answer is yes. Because typically he used to come and like greet me and kind of like purr and get his pets when it was quiet and it was just me up and on the radio. But now it's the house is chaotic. I'm coming and going and Seymour is suffering.
Well, good luck with that.
If
anybody else has that kind of problem, let us know and consider what that woman was just talking about with her pet therapy techniques. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Yeah.
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
News is coming up next. Rob, the Sports Center has that, and Steve with the weather. But sports-wise, two names. What do they have in common? Tom Brady and Tiger Woods.
The GOAT. Greatest of all time. Although that could be
possibly
arguable.
Both of them.
I was going to say maybe, yeah.
In their prospective sports. But here's what I think they have in common. We need to leave these two guys alone. Okay? Like, why are we just chasing them? And every time they do something, we're all over it.
Well, I mean, feel bad because Tiger is hurting post-car accident.
Yes.
He really is. Mm-hmm. Yes, the man has made some mistakes in his life, but still, it doesn't take away from his phenomenal golfing abilities. And now I saw the article this morning. I guess he was accelerating instead of braking. Like, they're analyzing the black box.
Shouldn't this be a private thing? Just stop, right? And then there's Tom Brady. We didn't like him when he was squeaky clean. So then he joins the Tampa Bay Bucks, wins the Super Bowl, gets drunk, throws the trophy, and now we're picking on him for being like a loose cannon.
You know
what?
He's
not.
If I won the Super Bowl and was Tom Brady, I think I might get a little bit tipsy too.
Exactly.
Right.
We'll talk about it next hour. Stay with us. Birthday buddies Conan O'Brien joins us for late night audio.
Oh, excellent.
And a lot more. Stay with us.
It's Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94K.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the Morning. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
The primary causal factor for this traffic collision was driving at a speed unsafe for the road conditions and the inability to negotiate the curve of the roadway. Estimated speeds at the first area of impact were 84 to 87 miles per hour. And the final estimated speed when the vehicle struck the tree was 75 miles per hour.
Okay, all right. You know what? This should be private stuff, okay? Because if I get pulled over for speeding, you know, but it's Tiger Woods. So we're making it a national news story today. I still maintain that he fell asleep.
Honestly?
Fell asleep at the wheel.
Yes, and the thing is, his foot could have been on the accelerator, but if he did one of those nod off, kind of like your head droops moments, something could push the accelerator pedal. I don't know why we're trying to blame him for something that was an accident, and he became severely injured.
Yes. Yeah, and that's the big point, I think. His career is probably over. He's dealing with his injuries. Can we stop? And then there's Tom Brady. So I call this segment Tiger and Tommy. Leave Tom Brady alone. Like, the guy, he was on Good Morning America yesterday, and he just, what do we say about ourselves? We owned it.
Yeah.
Right? He owned it.
First of all, there was not a lot going through my mind at that point. I mean, that was not smart for a couple reasons. One is, if we drop it, that's a little bit of a problem.
The trophy.
But the worst thing that could happen is the edges on that trophy are so sharp.
Yeah.
And had those things clip one of my boys in the other boat, it would have been an ugly parade.
Look, he had a few beers. It was a boat parade. Somebody said, oh, Tom, you get to hold the trophy all the time. He goes, you want it? Here, and he threw it.
The other thing, too, is, I don't know if most people know this, Tom and his wife, they're actually vegan. So if he's fueling up before a game on you know, maybe like salad and whatever, and then he wasn't doing the greasy burgers and all that kind of stuff, which is great.
Yeah.
So then the booze went to his head. Whatever.
And speaking of vegan, he did mention the fact that he was drinking avocado tequila or avocado vodka. One of those.
Avocado
vodka. I don't even know if there's such thing as anyway.
Oh, what did he say? So, oh, shoot, I can't remember. It was really funny.
He's owning it. He got drunk at a parade. But here's another thing he's also owning. He doesn't have much to prove anymore.
I don't think proving it for me is the motivation. Like, I still want to play. You know, I got like a little sickness in me that just wants to throw a freaking spiral. You know what I mean? Also about once you stop, you can't go back and do it. I got some more football in me. Not a lot. And I know that, but what I got left, I'm going to give everything I got.
There you go. He doesn't care if he wins any more MVPs or Super Bowls. He just wants to play football. Leave him alone.
I like it. I'm okay with it.
Me too.
Tom Brady is not my favorite. We all know this if you've listened to this show. At the end of the day, if I won a Super Bowl and I got to be in a Super Bowl parade, you can guarantee there would be beverages involved.
And you could guarantee that this guy, Tommy Tom, would be throwing you the trophy. You would be my receiver on
Indeed
that one.
Indeed, I would be.
There it is. So leave the two guys alone, Tiger and Tommy. Leave them alone. I don't know why we pick on Spirit Airlines so much, but Conan's on the way with a late night soundbite.
What's wrong with Spirit Airlines?
Yeah, I don't know. But
they're all right. I've flown to Florida on Spirit.
There you go.
No problems.
So we're gonna go see what's going on with Conan. And who said to me yesterday, my kids love birthday buddies on the way to school every day. Really? Who said that? Someone said that to me. And they also said, we notice you don't scream it anymore, and maybe that's okay if we all just say birthday buddies together.
We can. But I also enjoy singing if there's a musical birthday.
Oh, they did like the singing, yes. So we'll find a way to sing that. It's all coming up.
With Tom and Laura in the Morning on 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Oh, it's almost birthday buddy time. A chance to just party along with us, sing along with us. We have a lot of musical birthdays today.
Fun. Awesome. I'm ready.
Hey, oh, you're ready to start singing, are you?
Yeah, no. No, yeah.
Yeah, oh, don't do that no-yeah thing. We're going to check social media on that later. maybe even get Mark Lawrence's opinion. Musical birthdays today.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you
like
to wait?
I like this song. I haven't heard it in forever.
Exactly. He is like one of the original rappers. Biz Markie and Just a Friend. Remember that one?
I do indeed. How old is he?
Biz Markie is 57 years old today.
Happy
57.
Birthday.
So I'm sure maybe if you don't recognize that voice, you might recognize this voice as John Lennon, but it's not.
Oh, that's Julian.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Julian Lennon, the son of John Lennon and Cynthia Lennon, not Yoko. Stop making that mistake. Julian is 58 years old already.
Wow.
Wow.
Wait, how old was John Lennon when he passed away?
40.
Oh.
Yep, Julian was just a little boy. Mm-hmm. So was Sean. Sean was even smaller.
I was going to say Sean was a baby. He was very little, yep.
Another celebrity birthday. No, he's not the singer, but he's the guy ripping this guitar. Izzy Stradlin of Guns N' Roses is 59 years old.
Hold on.
She's thinking, guys.
Hold on.
Is it like Sweet Birthday Buddies?
It's that time in the morning when we get to sing on the radio. It's Tom and Laura's birthday party.
Now that's cool. Now that's very cool. There you go. Izzy is 59 years old today.
It's ridiculous.
It is, and I don't really care. I almost don't want to go to the theme for Dukes of Hazzard, but
there it is. Okay.
But John Schneider, Bo Duke, is 61 years old.
Luke Duke and Bo Duke.
So there you go.
Daisy Duke.
There's a lot of birthday buddies today, but I do like the GNR reference.
Thank you.
Very cool.
Thank you.
Time for Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies.
Beth Collins is 57 years old today.
A very happy birthday to Brenda Brubaker, 57 as well.
Happy birthday to Christine Austin. Christine from Middleburg is 58 years old today.
Jody Ewig from Middleburg turns 43.
Happy birthday to Kendra Klaes. Or maybe it's Kloss. She's from Middleburg. She's 38 as well.
Kip Weir from Sealands Grove turns 52.
Kip Winger?
Weir.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
We're going to play some Winger music.
No Winger.
Don't know a lot of people named Kip. Happy birthday. Kimberly Gessner is 34 today.
Leah Simini turns 53 today.
Lisa Barger is 55.
Matthew Schaefer is 21. Cheers, buddy.
Stephanie McDonald from Sunbury is 37 today.
Tiara Klinger turns 48.
Nothing early this morning on the text club, but we'll take one more look in case someone snuck under the wire. Nope. Nothing doing for this April 8th as far as the 94KX text club. Book of faces?
Double checking. Hurry. I am looking and nothing.
But you know what? Everybody's got a birthday and we party.
We do. We party hard.
Yeah, we do.
If you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can text us at 49330, call us up on the Ford Fun Line, or message us on the 94KX Facebook page. Every weekday morning, right about this time, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura. 94KX.
Don't tell me to chill out, right, kid?
Don't tell me chill out. Don't tell me chill out.
Viral comedy, Google it and find it. Some little kids just don't like certain phrases. Don't tell the kid to chill out.
Don't tell me chill out.
Don't tell me chill out. Don't tell me yeah, no. Don't tell me no, yeah.
You don't sound nearly as cute as that little kid that does though saying that.
No, I don't. But do little kids say this? Yeah, no, yeah.
Honestly, I don't know. Here's the thing.
Where's the demographic?
I feel like I'm getting blamed for the starting of the yeah, no, yeah, no for sure. I am aware that I say these things, mm-hmm. but they are Pennsylvania-isms.
See, I didn't even know if they were Pennsylvania isms. I thought they were like a national trend just for younger people.
No, I think this is fully a Pennsylvania thing. If I don't think he's awake.
Like optics and like transparency. And
the
like
husband's not awake. Otherwise, I would be calling him. Because okay. When we lived in Syracuse, and you have family in Syracuse, New York, when we lived in upstate New York, there were certain things that we said that the upstate New Yorkers would look at us, the central New Yorkers, if you will, and they'd be like, what? But then up there, they pronounce things, instead of saying industry, they say industry.
Oh.
So and instead of saying elementary, they say elementary, and that drives me nuts.
Elementary school?
Elementary school.
Wow.
And if my friend Carrie wasn't at school already this morning, I would call her up, and she'd say, no, Laura. It's elementary school. No, it's elementary school. It's elementary.
See, I have an older sister and a younger sister living up there.
You do.
And all of a sudden, they don't say those words you just said, but they all of a sudden got the upstate New York accent. Where the hell did that come from? You grew up in Wilkes-Barre, Scranton.
Everything is wicked up there, too.
Yes.
And that's like a New England thing. Yeah, man, that's wicked cool.
That's wicked.
That's wicked. Wicked cool. And that means cool.
And then, you know, getting a car and all that. We're going for a ride in a car.
No, yeah, like industry.
You're getting in the car. Come on.
It's not the care. It's the car.
But we posted on Facebook today, what is the meaning of yeah, no versus no, yeah? Because Tom has no idea. Now, you posted it up and people seem to be liking it and sharing it, but they're looking for the answer themselves.
Yeah, I don't know. People are sharing it. People are liking it. There aren't too many comments. I'm curious what people think about this. So the Ford Fun Line's always open. 1-800-326-94KX. You can message us on the 94KX Facebook page. But the yeah, no, for sure. It's a thing, I'm telling you.
It is definitely a thing. We still want to figure that thing out. So let us know. We're waiting.
Yeah, for sure.
I knew she was going to say that.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
Not to confuse you even more, but
today is International Feng Shui Awareness Day.
Feng Shui?
Shui.
Feng Shui. No, I Feng Shui. Wait, what?
Feng Shui.
Wait.
Buddy, you want this couch in the corner?
Yes. Put it over there.
Feng Shui. We're not going to confuse you even more because the yes, no, no, yes thing is crazy enough. But
how do you...
Feng Shui.
Is it
day.
Feng Shui? Is that...
Yes, that's how you say it.
But I'm looking at the phonetics and it says Feng Shui. It depends on which area of China you're from.
For God's sakes, Laura, you're going to start confusing people
again. It's Chinese geomancy based on a pseudoscientific traditional practice
of
originating
balance.
From ancient China.
That's right. The balance of nature.
Using energy to focus and harmonize spaces and individuals within their environment.
Grasshopper, snatch the pebble from my hand.
I don't want to.
That's all right. I don't have a pebble in my hand
and
anyway.
No, and you're just... I don't know what you're doing over there.
The kung fu thing.
No. It has nothing to do with kung fu. It's about
no, I know,
living
but
space.
I wasn't...
Okay.
Are we going to argue about this too today?
No, I don't want to argue. Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
then let's
no,
just,
you don't want to argue?
Are you ready? Let's take a deep breath together. One, two, three.
Feng Shui.
Goose Rob.
News is on the way next. Mark's got all that for us. Rob says the Phillies are still hot. And who's that weather guy?
I don't know. It's Steve, and I'm going to my yoga mat now.
Okay.
Bye.
She really does have a yoga mat in the studio.
I'm
Tom and Laura in the morning.
Okay, bye.
94KX.
Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
You've heard the news.
Striking news, everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
So we're all excited about vaccines, right?
Mm-hmm.
Slowly but surely, all Pennsylvanians by what? April 14th are going to be able to get their vaccines.
Yes, and I'm excited.
A lot of times, though, it is tough to find an appointment. You have to register online, and people struggle. So there's the software engineer who helped thousands of New Yorkers get their vaccinations.
Uh-huh.
Well, he just got his.
In less than 2 weeks, Hugh managed to do what the federal government and the local and city government failed to do with much greater resources.
I never planned to get involved or get mixed up in all this. I have always just been following my gut.
Yeah, and he did it.
Right? You've heard of TurboTax?
Uh-huh.
He created a website for $50 in 2 weekends called TurboVax and has helped thousands upon thousands of individuals get vaccinated, and now he is too.
Yeah, that's good news for everyone.
So as things open up, we love seeing more and more of these stories. A guy in Colorado just got to visit his wife for the first time post-COVID in over a year.
Oh, my.
That's the high point of my week when I get to go see them. She's the love of my life, so I care for her, I love her, but I can't be with her. That's hard. I see her. She held my hand the whole time. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love you too, hon. You are my sunshine.
Oh.
My only sunshine.
That's so...
I know.
Oh, my.
So his wife has Alzheimer's. Oh. He wasn't able to see her. They've been married for 55 years and actually got to hug for the first time in over a year. I'm so sorry for making you cry. It's beautiful. Amazing. And last but not least, kids saving kids. A 13-year-old from New Mexico named Cadence was staying in a hotel in Orlando with her family. She ended up saving a toddler's life.
I was scared, nervous, and afraid, but my instincts kicked in. I just saw her kind of like floating. She wasn't technically on the bottom when I was there. When I dived in and I saw her, and when I pulled her out, her lip was purple.
I just remember seeing another woman run across and saying, call 911, a baby just drowned. Like, I didn't think it was my baby. Even the doctors were saying that if she would have been under the water a little longer, it would have been a different outcome.
I love how a 13-year-old says, my instincts kicked in. That's amazing.
Listen, she had amazing instincts. Essentially, she was there, you know, playing by the pool. The little girl's mom literally looked away for all of a few seconds. And Cadence saw the child get in too deep. And guess what? Everyone is A-OK.
Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Springtime! Spring cleaning.
That's true.
I don't want to ask you, or should I?
Yes,
how's yours? How's yours going?
Well, I haven't done any this week. I did a little last
week,
weekend.
Yeah.
Keitho is painting some interior doors, and he's digging up a new flower bed for me and stuff. But this weekend, that's what we're doing.
Hey, time out, because hats off to Keitho, Laura's husband. He's between jobs, and he's not loafing around doing nothing. I love this guy.
He loafed last week.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
He's painting
alone
this week?
Yes, he's doing a great job.
Way to go, Keitho.
Also, smoked me some meatballs last night.
Wait a minute, what?
He smoked something every single day.
Oh, in the meat smoker, yes.
He smoked something every single day.
He wasn't smoking meatballs himself.
No.
Yeah,
like,
he was
like
smoking meatballs.
In the smoker. In the smoker.
Okay, good. So what's next on the Laura house cleaning?
We're starting in the bedroom. I have to pull every single item of clothing out that I own. I need to go through it, clean it up, and put it back. Seriously.
Put it back?
Well, not all of it. I need to go through
it. Does the winter stuff go in the attic and the spring stuff come out?
No.
Don't do that?
No, I have everything in its spot, but it is disheveled and a mess. Also, I have new windows, which are clean, but the old ones, they need to be cleaned.
Ooh, window cleaning.
And I want to power wash. I want to power wash the front concrete. Mm-hmm. And the back concrete, because then it needs to be painted.
Well, you have pets too, so maybe you should power wash the living room. Just open that thing up.
I don't know if the hardwoods would wouldn't necessarily survive.
That would be a mistake I would make. Tom and Laura's list today is kind of interesting.
It is. So apparently we're making some mistakes when we're cleaning, specifically related to windows. So we'll start with that one.
Okay.
I guess when you're cleaning your windows, a lot of people do it on a sunny day.
Oh?
Well, that's wrong.
Really?
No. Glass cleaner dries too fast in direct sunlight, and then that's how you get those ugly streaks that make your windows look even worse.
No kidding.
So you're supposed to wait for an overcast day or clean them at night.
Cleaning your windows at night, your neighbors would be going by, look at her.
Right. Who knew? Look at that crazy person.
How about the newspaper thing?
I use newspaper too.
Yeah, instead of a cloth or paper towels.
Because then it's less streaky.
But don't do it on a sunny day when the sun is direct.
Apparently.
Makes sense, I guess.
All right. Next up. Clean your remotes and light switches. Those high touch points get yucky.
Kind of like your cell phone. It's usually your germs, though, because it's your cell phone.
I know, but
light
that,
switches and remotes?
Yeah, like wipe them off. Clean them once a week, apparently.
Okay, all right.
Stainless steel. I guess if you go in a circular motion,
everybody
that leaves
does.
Streaks. So you're supposed to look at the grain of whatever stainless steel appliance you're trying to clean and go with the grain so it doesn't streak.
Ah. Remember when CDs first came out and everybody was rubbing in a circle and they're like, no, center to edge.
Yep, center to edge.
Okay, so with your stainless steel, watch the grain.
Now I'm going to go home and do it today.
Okay.
Clean your pillows.
Yes, you have to.
Yeah.
Don't just change the pillowcase.
You have to clean the actual pillow inside. Check the tag. Some of them, they can't be washed. They might need to be dry cleaned, especially if it's goose down or something like that.
Okay.
But wash your pillows.
Yeah, because we don't want to get into but there's a lot
They collect dust, bacteria, and oil.
Oil. Yeah. All right, let's just move on.
Last but not least, do not dust surfaces with a dry rag. According to this particular list, that sends dust flying through the air and then it just settles someplace else. Use a damp rag, especially if you have allergies. My rule is you dust first, vacuum second.
Yeah, it's kind of like some people shampoo their head when they're in the shower, and then you wash the rest of your body because you don't want your whole body to smell like shampoo.
Exactly.
So if dry cloth, that dust
top
is going somewhere.
It's clean top to bottom. So get all the dusty stuff off first and then vacuum it all up.
Does that include getting up there on top of the ceiling fan blades?
Do you know what I use to clean the ceiling fan? Seriously.
What's that?
I use a pillowcase. An old one.
And you put it on
I put it over the blade and I wipe the dust into the pillowcase so then it doesn't go all over the place and onto the things below.
I thought I'd just use a tall guy like Keith, though.
Well, you need that, too.
Keith, what are you doing tonight? Nothing. Why? You want to come over and clean my ceiling fan blades?
No. He has a list.
Okay, then. News is coming up next.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
All right, Tom, I know I kept this from you. Much like you did the viral audio earlier today, I purposely did not tell you that we had a caller this morning.
I don't know if the boss is going to like us keeping secrets from each other.
But I wanted you to be surprised because yesterday was National Beer Day. And this morning on the phone, we have Vanessa Vinos, who is part of the Milton Time Organization, better known as Milton Beer Fest.
Milton Beer Fest!
Good morning, Tom and Laura!
Good morning! How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. It is Beer Fest season, so I know I'm going to get to see you guys quite often pretty soon. So.
Listen, a little bit different this year. You'll be calling in every Thursday because Thirsty Thursdays are back. And then to be COVID safe, socially distanced, all that things, we'll either go into our backyard for some beverage or we're taking this party on the road.
Take it on the road, take it in the backyard. I don't really care. It's Beer Fest and it's happening.
That's right, Vanessa. We need the details because tickets go on sale in exactly 1 month.
Yep. So the 2021 Milton Beer Fest is on. It's happening. The date is Saturday, June 12th from 2 to 6 at the same location, downtown Milton, next to the Milton Moose. It's $40 a ticket, and you get to taste over 50 different craft brews. There's live music from Milltown Blues, Odyssey, and Kerstetter Band. Of course, we're going to be featuring the River Rat Brew Trail. So in order to get to that event, you got to get the tickets before they sell out. So we are launching ticket sales on Friday, May 7th. Friday, May 7th. Tickets will go on sale online at MiltonPABeerFest.com. And you can also purchase them in person if you'd like to have your own ticket at our first ever First Fridays in Milton, PA, which will be happening at the Beer Fest site on May 7th. So if you want to go and meet with Guy at Rusty Rail, listen to Milltown Blues and buy your Beer Fest tickets, come on out. Let's have a good time. It's outside. It'll be socially distanced. And of course, enjoy beer.
Listen, I just have to share one thing from Kegs and Eggs this past weekend where Guy from Rusty Rail was. Everyone kept coming up to me and saying, yo, that guy with the mullet is awesome.
And that would be the beer guy, the Rusty Rail guy.
The Rusty Rail beer guy.
Yeah.
So either way, kids, this is what you need to write down and remember. May 7th, tickets go on sale. And then Saturday, June 12th, is Milton Beer Fest in downtown Milton. Tom, you and I will be there.
Oh, yes, we will. I wouldn't miss this. It's almost, Vanessa, it's almost like I've been waiting over a year for this.
You and me both.
We have been on a journey with this event because it was postponed and then it was rescheduled and then it was canceled and then it was canceled and it was all of the things. So I feel like now is the time.
Now is the time to make it real.
It is time for Milton Beer Fest.
Look what she did there. Because it all is in support of Milton time.
I love it. Vanessa, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys. I look forward to seeing you. I'll actually be in the studio on Thursday, May 6th with Rusty Rail, so we can kick off ticket sales the next day.
Yay!
So.
Thursdays are back!
Yay! For more information, visit MiltonPABeerFest.com.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
No, yeah. Chad Evans on the way next.
No, yeah, for sure.
There you go. No, yeah. Mark Stevens this afternoon.
No, yeah, for sure.
And no, yeah. Sam Tyler tonight. See, I did it.
No, you did do it.
You can teach an old dog new tricks.
Bravo.
No, yeah, your chance for the quest for the castle could be just a few moments away.
Oh, my goodness. A big thank you to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, because a family of four from right here in the Susquehanna River Valley will be headed to Disney.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Transparent optics of it all.
That's right. That's so much.
I squeezed them all in. We like to wrap up the show with a thought for the day. No, yeah.
Yeah, no.
You know what I thought?
Can you please give me like a good like I need a horn blow.
Oh.
I should have asked you ahead of time.
That's
I'm sorry.
Okay, but I could go.
Make it more jubilant. Quarantine assemble.
Quarantine?
That's right. Those who you have been hanging out with during quarantine, which is almost over in this summer, I swear on all that is holy, we will be able to have large-scale events.
Sooner or later.
Sooner rather than later, which means get your quarantine friends, because Milton Beer Fest tickets go on sale in a month, and I can't wait for Thirsty Thursdays.
Nice thought for the day post, too. I'm digging that picture.
Right? It's
See,
pretty cool.
See, I said I'm digging it. And you said it's pretty cool.
Awesome.
Well, yeah. Chad's next.